your host, Millicent, and you're listening to a Walk With Mill podcast, the show that helps an individual with their self-growth and development, and also talks about faith, relationship, and all-around entertainment. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. Guys, welcome back to today's episode. How you guys doing? What's popping? like seriously, how are you doing? Like, are you okay? Do you need something? Like, I can't help. Especially when you let's just, if it's money, just, you know, kind of ignore that side. Okay guys, don't worry, I believe everybody will be okay sooner or later, right? And please ignore my voice. In case my voice is sounding weird to you, it's not sounding as it should be, just ignore it, because I have cold, so that's why my voice is sounding this way. And as I was saying, I believe everybody will be great, I believe everybody will be better in no time, yeah? So, I want to add something to what I said before when I was talking about 10 effective ways of prayer, yeah? So, I forgot to add this. I forgot to add speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is something that it edifies you, it helps you. You know, most times when you don't even know what to say again in prayer and just blasting tongues. Because you're not just praying it for yourself, you're not speaking it for yourself, you're speaking it for God, so He understands you. Yeah? So when you speak in tongues, you get more edified and it helps you and it makes your prayer much more powerful. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if you don't speak in tongues, your prayer will not be powerful, but I'm saying it will be more powerful, yeah? So, guys, if you are joining us for the first time, you are highly, highly welcome. And suit yourself, relax, calm your nerve. You know, we are one family here. We don't fight, we don't quarrel. You can go to the kitchen, pick whatever you want, enjoy yourself. And if you have been with us, I really want to appreciate you guys. Like, it's amazing. I don't know how to say it, or I don't know how to say thank you for everything you guys have been doing. But I'm really, really, really grateful. So God bless you. And please don't forget to share to everyone around you. Your mommy, your daddy, your neighbors, your classmates, your friends, just share to everybody so that A Walk With Me will go worldwide. A Walk With Me is not just a name. There is something powerful about that name. Just know that. So guys, today we'll be talking about improving emotional intelligence. That is EQ. So for me, I think this emotional intelligence is underrated. Like, people not to regard them because everybody's focused on IQ, and the truth is that we all need all of them. IQ, EQ, SQ, and AQ, we need all of them. That is intelligence quotient, emotional intelligence, emotional intelligence, social intelligence, and adversity intelligence. We all need all of them. Yeah, when it comes to happiness and success in life, EQ matters just as IQ. You just need to understand that you need to work with both. It's not just IQ alone. Learn how you can boost your emotional intelligence, build stronger relationships, and achieve your goals. So yeah, what exactly is this EQ? So when I use EQ, just know that I'm talking about emotional intelligence. And when I use IQ or SQ or AQ, just know that I'm talking about either intelligent quotient, social intelligence, or advanced intelligence. So for EQ, right, emotional intelligence is more like is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotion in a positive way to relieve stress and communicate effectively. Empathize. Now, you probably should remember the word, this empathize with others and overcome challenges and diffuse conflict. You know, it might look so long about this definition, but don't worry, we're getting there. You understand why I use this whole word. Like, you understand the reason behind the whole English. So moving on, EQ helps you build stronger relationships, succeed at school and work, and achieve your career and personal goals. It can also help you to connect with your feelings and turn intention into action and make you informed decisions about what matters most to you. So, EQ is commonly defined by four attributes. Four attributes, which are firstly self-management. So you are able to control impulsive feelings and behaviors, manage your emotions in healthy ways, take initiative, follow through on commitments, and adapt to changing circumstances. Like, I've met a lot of people that the way they adapt to challenges, adapt to situations, it's just like, wow. It's just like, wow. Because the truth is that I'm still growing in this EQ of a thing, right? And it is very necessary. In fact, when you see people with high level of EQ and probably a low level of, sorry, not low, average level of IQ, I just like, I kind of like those people. Like, no, there's something about this EQ, like having high level of EQ. Yeah, don't worry, I'll not tell you guys now. Let's move on. So the second attribute is self-awareness, and I've talked about self-awareness on my podcast. It's a whole episode on its own, so you guys can still go and listen to it. And I think by listening to it, you understand what I'm saying more. So self-awareness, you recognize your own emotions, right, and how they affect your behaviors and thoughts. You know your strengths and weaknesses and have self-confidence. So this self-awareness thing, Jesus, I really, really love self-awareness, self-aware people. And the reason of that, the reason why I love them is, like, when you are self-aware of your environs, your behaviors, your thoughts, nobody, what did I say? Nobody is gonna use it against you. Just like, okay, let me say I'm aware of my insecurity. Let me say probably my insecurity is because I don't like the way my what will I say now? Me that like everything in my body. Okay, let me say I don't like my stomach or something like that. It's protruding. And you come to tell me that I have a very big stomach, my darling, it will not work. It will work because I'm self-aware already. I already know that, okay, this thing is here. And since I know that it is here, you coming to inform me again, I'm not supposed to feel scared or whatever. So the third one is social awareness. You have empathy. You can understand the emotions and needs and concern of other people. Now, mark the word understand. I didn't say wallow or follow or join or or embody their situation. No, understand it. Yeah? Pick up on emotion cues, feel comfortable socially, and recognize the power dynamics in a group of or organization. So when I say understand people's concerns and need and all that, there is two different things between that. I understand this person, I know how you feel. Though people don't really understand you perfectly as you do understand yourself, but like they have a clue, they have a hint on what you are facing, right? It becomes easier that way. And there's a big difference between you embodying the emotion. Take for instance, your neighbor came to tell you, oh, do you know that I have a flat tire? And instead of people, oh, I understand, or maybe kind of look for a way to help the person fix the tire or whatever, even if you cannot fix it, you can just like comfort them, still go your way, then you will now wallow. In fact, you embody the problem by yourself. Let me explain this thing clearly. Okay, now your neighbor told you that he has a flat tire, and then you start feeling like, oh god, why does this guy have a flat tire? He's obviously not in good mood, he's obviously sad. And the worst thing you can do for someone like that is not becoming sad again. It doesn't make sense. Yeah? it's not negative-negative. It's supposed to be positive-negative. Or more like positive-positive. So, instead of you to help the person, elevate the person, comfort the person, look for a way to help the person, you are now into the dilemma with the person. Ah, it doesn't make sense. So I don't know if you guys are understanding what I'm saying, but I'm trying to say generally to not embody someone else's problem all in the name that you want to feel that pain or not. No, you can still understand what they are feeling or comfort them and be there for them, but like not embodying their situation. So let me tell this story as the normal storyteller I am. Like, okay, recently, as at from last year, 2020, 2019, and thereabouts, and especially 2020, yeah. So there's this friend of mine that her level of EQ is very high. Like, when I mean high, and her IQ is average, but her level of EQ is very high. And which we make her, when you see her, you think she's kind of a genius, because she's just like, I don't know how to explain that. So then when maybe I'm going through something and she will come around and she'll be like, I understand you, right? So but what exactly, how can I help? What can we do to solve this, right? Or she'll just tell you, don't worry, in a due time you get everything fixed, don't bother yourself. And I'll be like, what's wrong with this girl? Like, I don't get it. I'm expecting you to join me join me in my situation and mourn as I mourn, cry as I cry. Why are you telling me, don't worry, it's going to be fine and all that, acting like it's not concerned, you're not concerned that you call yourself my friend. As I then, I never knew, like, you know. So it was later on that I understand that it's negative can't work together. And it doesn't necessarily mean like the person really likes you. No, but if you can be able to get a solution for the person's problem or situation at that moment, cool. It's not necessary you come there and be like, hey, this person has a flat tire and you are crying and throwing yourself up. No. So, moving on, the fourth one, which is relationship management. You know how to develop and maintain good relationship and communicate clearly and inspire and influence others. And you also work well in team and manage conflict. So yeah, there is some people that I've met that they are really very, 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 very good, great, excellent when it comes to 1 month's hot kind of thing. Like, whoa, they can do it alone. They don't need anybody's help or advice. Because they are like 1 month squad. When I mean 1 month squad, just them, nobody. And then when it comes to teamwork, they flop really, really bad. And you keep asking yourself how, but you were doing really good when you were working alone. Now that there is team and many people that can, it's supposed to make the job easier. Why are you falling? Why are you flopping? That is because their level of EQ is very low and they don't get to work as a team because they can't help to control the whole kind of the uneasiness working with so many people. Let me say you guys are 5 or 10 or 12 as a team. They can't even work with just one person. So that's because their relationship management is very low, and they're still kind of, they have a low, or rather low average of EQ. So now moving on, someone might say, why is emotional intelligence so important? So, as we know, it's not the smartest people who are the most successful or the most fulfilled person in life. Yeah. You probably know people who are academically brilliant and yet are socially awkward, socially awful, you know. And it's not because it's their fault though, but like, and that's because they're still trying to, you know, get themselves in that kind of situation where they can mingle with others. Now, unsuccessful at work or at their personal relationship, they can still flop in their personal relationship and still flop at work. Now, so there's this day I was going through Facebook, I stumbled upon one post like that. It was talking about emotional intelligence and EQ, AQ, IQ, and SQ. So, and down the post, so the person was trying to say that most times people with higher EQ and average IQ tend to be more successful in life, and here's the reason. Your emotions are most things, like your emotions are what, like, I don't know how to put it. They are like what drives you. Yeah, you can be very, very intelligent and genius, but like your emotions are very low. Like your EQ is very low. You have a problem very well. Like you have so many problems, especially when it comes to communicating and, you know, working with others. So there is this job I applied for, right? And one of their interviews, this thing, questions, I don't know how to call it, but you have to go through an EQ test. Yeah, I went through the EQ test and everything, and I was like, EQ test, are you guys serious? Like, is that necessary? But actually, it's necessary. It's necessary. That's why most time you see people with higher EQ and average IQ, they tend to employ people with higher IQ to work for them while they become the bosses. Yeah? Although I did not get the job, yeah, I know. But no, I passed the EQ test, don't worry. So moving on, right? Intellectual ability or your intelligent quotient isn't enough on its own to achieve success in life. Yes, your IQ can help you get into college, but your EQ, it's your EQ actually that will help you manage the stress and emotions when facing your final exams, or facing any situation in life, or facing that relationship heartbreak and whatever. IQ and EQ exist in tandem and are most effective when they build off on one another, right? So imagine just employing someone with higher IQ but a very low EQ, and at work someone just upsets him and he can't control his emotion, he can't like balance the whole thing, he might mess some things up because he's not in charge, like he can't get hold of his emotions. Yeah, so that way it becomes a very big problem. So emotional intelligence affects, one, your performance at school or work. Yeah, high EQ can help you navigate the social complexities of workplace, lead and motivate others, excel in your career. In fact, when it comes to gauging important job candidates, many companies, like I said before, now rate emotional intelligence as important technique as any other thing. So it's just that way because they want to like understand your level of EQ, if you can handle some things, not just your IQ but your EQ too will help. So another thing your EQ affects is your physical health. If you're unable to manage your emotions, you're probably not managing your stress either, and this can lead to serious health problems. Uncontrolled stress raises blood pressure. Believe me, I've lived with people with such problems. Yeah, and it's not even funny. It's not funny at all. And it also can suppress your immune system, increase the risk of heart attack and strokes. So when you can't control your stress and you are like thinking and all that, it becomes a problem for you. But when your EQ is very high, it helps you navigate through all those things and it becomes easier for you. Another thing your EQ affects is your mental health. Uncontrolled emotions and stress can also impact your mental health, making you vulnerable to anxiety and depression and so many other things. If you are unable to understand, get comfortable with, or manage your emotions, you will also struggle to form strong relationships. Trust me, because man, it's become a very big problem, especially when your partner has a high level of EQ. So it will become a very stressful thing to handle. So another thing, it affects your relationship, your social intelligence. Like being in tune with your emotions serves a social purpose. Like if you don't know that, know it now. Connecting you to other people and the world around you. Social intelligence enables you to recognize friends from foes measure another person's interest in you, reduce stress, balance your nervous system through social communication, feel loved and happy. Moving on, yeah. So building your EQ, there are four key skills to increasing your EQ. Now, the skills that make up emotional intelligence can be learned at any time. However, it's important to remember that there is a difference between simply learning about EQ and applying that knowledge to your life. Just because you know you should do something doesn't mean you will. And I think many people are just at fault. I'm shaking tables now. At fault when it comes to that. Because, okay, let me take for instance, you know you should wash your clothes and you are not washing it. Doesn't mean that you have washed the clothes because you know. No, it doesn't make sense. So, because you have acquired knowledge and you know it, but you are not applying it to your life, doesn't mean that you are doing it. So, especially when you become overwhelmed by stress, which can override your best intentions. In order to permanently change behavior in ways that stand up under pressure, you need to learn how to overcome stress in moments and in your relationship in order to remain emotionally aware. So the key skills for building your EQs and improving your ability to manage emotions and connect with others are, first, which are what I mentioned before, self-management, self-awareness, social awareness, and relationship awareness. So when you build your emotions and improve them on these four skills, it becomes an easy thing for you to do, right? It becomes so easy for you to do, and you don't have to worry yourself, oh, how can you do this, how can you do that. So it becomes very easy for you, right? So actually, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to EQ, so I wouldn't want to just give you guys a whole long episode and it becomes very difficult for you to listen. So I'm gonna stop here and continue on the next episode. Now it's going to be a series. Yeah, it's going to be a series. So this is part one. There will be part two, and I'm also going to talk about IQ, SQ, and AQ. If God helps us. So guys, this way it becomes very easy for us to listen. So I would advise us to please hold on. If you enjoyed this episode, I would advise us to also wait onto the next episode so that you get the whole information and not half. So guys, we've come to the end of today's episode. Hoping to continue on the next episode. Please and please, like I do say, do not listen to my podcast because you want to listen. Listen because you want to learn. Listen because you want to improve. Listen because even if you know 99.9% of what I said, there is still this one that you don't know. And I want you to pick them and apply them to your life. Not just listen to know, but listen because you want to apply it to your life. And if you have any question at all, I've been getting questions though, but I still want more questions, you can hit me up on Facebook at Millicent Emanuela and on Instagram at Millicent Emanuela. You can also chat me on WhatsApp, but that is when you get to my Facebook. And please, I can always say, though the journey is high, the road is narrow. But don't beat yourself up. Keep your head straight and focus. And take it slow but steady. It will all come to pass. It will all make sense in due time, right? Make sure that you guys drink a lot of water. Make sure you relax yourself. Make sure you balance your stress. Make sure you don't beat yourself up. And be in a good mood. Be be happy. Like I always say, your happiness depends on you, not another person. You cannot be happy and I cannot be happy and I'm saying, oh, that's because this person made me happy or whatever. I choose to be happy, right? So be happy. Do not worry about anything. God is with us, honestly. I don't know how to say this, but God is with us. And we are not, most times we are just not walking according to his words. And we are just facing, a lot of times we face through a lot of things. We pass through a lot of situations and trials and tribulations. But then we get to think that, oh, God has forsaken us. Oh, God is not answering my prayers. Oh, God is just not answering me. But the truth is that, have you asked yourself, am I walking according to his purpose? Am I walking according to his words for me? So, guys, do not forget that. And pray without ceasing. This moment is the time you pray. Although every moment is the time you pray. So that's why I say pray without ceasing. Pray and pray and pray. And be happy. So guys, remember to share, like, follow, subscribe, and share. Comment too. You know, tell us what you feel about this podcast, about this particular topic. What you've learned, what you want to add, and all that. So, thank you guys for always listening. I love you and I do appreciate you. See you guys on the next episode. I love you. Bye.